Elsewhere, Iran's foreign minister slammed the U.S. president's latest anti-Muslim comments and his silence over racist behavior inside the United States. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif pointed to Donald Trump's double standard, saying the U.S. president is quick to insult Islam but hesitant to condemn racist terror at home. The top Iranian diplomat added that the terror in name of race or religion is, quote, plain terror and represents neither. Trump is already under fire for defending white supremacists whose recent rally in Virginia caused deadly clashes on Friday. He sparked fresh anger while reacting to terror attacks in Spain. Trump tweeted about a controversial myth of a U.S. general who was claimed to have ordered his men to shoot Muslim Filipinos using bullets dipped in pig's blood in the early 1900s. Well, joining us now from Michigan is Imam of the Islamic House of Wisdom, Mr. Muhammad Elahi. Sir, welcome to the program. It seems that U.S. President Donald Trump is a bit of a hypocrite when it comes to acts of terror and violence. He's so cautious in condemning the acts, the appalling actions of the white supremacists, the KKK, and their kin, but he's very quick to insult Islam. That's, of course, alluding to the story that he's been the much fabricated story that he's been putting online about one U.S. General Jay Pershing. That's also an issue that the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has pointed out as well, the hypocrisy of the U.S. president.
Well, hypocrisy and double standard, dishonesty, are not something new in the world of politics, but the language of President Trump and his recklessness in expression really made a huge mess. I think he tragically failed this political test in situation event that happened last week in Charlottesville, where that girl, Heather Heyer, who is considered now by many Americans as America, United States hero, as a martyr in United States, this girl represented the values, life, love, understanding, peace, courage, compassion, while the other guys called the murderer, the terrorist, James Alex, who represent white supremacy and hatred and racism and intolerance and addiction to hatred. You know, the president position was very weak. He didn't show wisdom. He didn't show leadership. He didn't show the position of bringing healing and reconciliation. He chose different contradictory comments in a matter of 2-3 days, in the beginning saying many sides involved, and at the end saying that both sides must be condemned. And I think that this hypocrisy caused so many people in America to speak up and saying that how we as Muslims after 9/11 and tragedy of ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, we kept saying that Islam was hijacked by the terrorists. The president had to say that America was hijacked by the forces of intolerance, by KKK, neo-Nazis, this alt-right, all of this. He had to condemn them like without question. But when he was hesitant even to use the term terrorist for James Alex, he showed a very obvious case of dishonesty and double standard. And it was so clear that everybody, including people in the Republican Party and Congress, condemned the president that this language was weak. You know, when people think about President of United States considering the American might and money and military, they expect the president to be the most powerful person on this planet. But then you're listening to Mr. Trump using the language of fire and fury about North Korea, and then when it comes to Barcelona, immediately using the term radical Islam or Islamic terrorists. Why at the same time he doesn't apply the same standard to Charlottesville situation. This is really something so clear that everybody noticed that, and so many demonstrations, so many people in interfaith, they said that not only America was hijacked in Charlottesville, but also Christianity. I mean, I heard the guy who was the leader of a mega church in Texas, and he's one of the strong supporter of President Trump. There is a pastor, the leader of that church. He said that God chose Trump to do this job, and he has approval of God to use nuclear weapon against North Korea. That is ridiculous. That is to hijack Christianity, that the Bible said, love even your enemies and honor your neighbor. So how come Trump doesn't call that Pastor Jeffries as a radical Christian, while he is using the term, and he won this election based on the ignorance of those people who have addiction to hatred. So it's really very obvious.
Thank you very much, sir. Imam of Islamic House of Wisdom, Muhammad Alawi, joining us from Michigan.